Peter Chairs, Executive Director, New Varieties Development and Management Corp.
You had a good turnout for the varieties tasting here today, it looks like.
This is a fantastic turnout. This is the second display of the year. We had one in October. It's a great opportunity for growers, packers, processors, and marketers to come in and see the latest in variety development and what's in the pipeline at University of Florida IFAS. And we do three of these displays here in Lake Alfred, and then the January one will be over in Fort Pierce.
How many do you think were here today?
I would say well over 100. It was a big crowd. A lot of them came in early. And because there's a breeding symposium here this afternoon, we had international visitors here, so it's always great to get their perspectives. There were a lot of new mandarins. I'd say maybe 75% of the ones that were out had never been seen before. We had orange juice samples out of current commercial varieties and also some of the new orange-like hybrid juice as well to sample and comment on. We had a table with already released varieties, so those people who have signed up for those that may have them in the ground could get spend a little bit of time with that fruit. And then some new things that we really don't see as much with some acid fruit selections and even some colored finger limes.
What did you hear from some of the growers? Were there any couple of varieties maybe that stood out?
Yeah, there were. There were a couple mandarins that we had not seen before that were particularly nice, easy peel, seedless, and some of the juice samples on the orange juice table were really getting some attention, and Dr. Grosser put some out that did not identify what they were. So we're kind of waiting with bated breath to find out at the end of the show what was actually in that juice tank, because they really got a lot of good comments.
So some growers think there are some potential things that will grab consumer attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And usually what we see at the displays, there's things here that you know would have commercial attraction, either as fresh fruit or as a processed variety. So the next step is to get them in the ground and get them into trials and learn how to grow them or find out what the winners are. Or it can sometimes be equally as important to eliminate the ones you know aren't going to work as early as possible.
Anything you'd like to add, Peter?
No, other than these are a great opportunity to stay up with what's going on, stay on the cutting edge, and January will be the next display. Will be in the Indian River area. We'll be publicizing that pretty widely, so I would encourage everyone to come out.
About how many varieties total did you show here today?
Probably about 50 in there today. And we're putting out far less than we did a few years ago because it can be a little overwhelming. But it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to go through for the average person.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.